This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello there and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, July 28. In Squiz Kids Today, Aussies go for gold at the Commonwealth Games. Polish scientist declares war on cats. Space junk falls to Earth and why pigs like to dance. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
On your marks, get set. And it's a go for the Commonwealth Games. The Green and Gold Athletic Army is on the march again, this time to Birmingham in England, where the 22nd Commonwealth Games get underway today. Well, here in Australia, the opening ceremony is very early tomorrow morning, but over in Birmingham, it will still be today. Sports lovers here in Oz will be getting up early and going to bed late for the next 11 days, watching what promises to be Australia's best Commonwealth Games yet. This week's shortcut is all about it, so if you haven't already, jump in and have a listen. There's a link in your episode notes to a free trial of our special Squiz Kids subscriber content. What makes the Commonwealth Games different from any other international sporting events is that para sports are integrated. That means that athletes with disabilities are competing at the same games and at the same times as able-bodied athletes. So, if you have a ticket to, say, the swimming on day one, you'll be watching the able-bodied and para-swimmers. And every medal won by a para-athlete counts towards their country's overall total, which is great for Australia, because we have para-athletes like Ellie Cole in the pool, Madison De Rosario on the track, cyclist Jess Gallagher, powerlifters Honey Watson and Ben Wright, and many, many more. The Aussie team's motto for these games is Bold in Gold. At the last games, our team of 469 athletes won a total of 198 medals, including 80 gold medals. Let's see what the Aussie team can do now in Birmingham.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Poland, where a scientist has gotten himself in hot water for declaring war on kitty cats. To get yourself in hot water is an expression that means to get yourself into trouble, which is what has happened to a Polish scientist from the country's main research institute who has declared the domestic cat an invasive species, claiming that they kill 140 million birds in Poland each year. Understandably, there are a lot of cat owners in Poland who are none too happy their Mogi has been declared an invasive species, which is the scientific name given to a species whose impact on ecosystems is so destructive it is considered a pest. In a TV debate in Poland last week, the scientist admitted he was a dog owner, but he said he had nothing against cats. I checked with my dog Louie to see what he thought, and he tells me he thinks all cats are pests. Well, except for Snuggles and Muffin next door, and Gowdy, the curious cat down the road. Oh, and his old friend Biscuit. But the rest he says he can take or leave.
Spaced out.
If you've got a bike helmet lying around, you might want to have it handy next week, as large chunks of rocket ship could be crashing to Earth. On Monday, China sent a rocket into space, carrying a module of the space station it is building up above our heads. Now that the rocket has done its job and plonked the bit of space station into orbit, it's been left to fall back down to Earth. That's 20 tons worth of rocket we're talking about, making its way back down here to Earth. Now, the average rhinoceros weighs half a ton. So, 20 tons of rocket falling to Earth is roughly the equivalent of 40 rhinos falling from the sky, which, when you think about it like that, is kind of terrifying. China has said that they have no way of really knowing where exactly the space junk will fall. Now, astronomers are pretty confident that Australia is out of the strike zone of falling debris, so helmets shouldn't be required, but cities like Lagos in Africa and Jakarta in neighbouring Indonesia might want to keep their eyes up next week. Fingers crossed no one gets hurt.
Animal Kingdom.
Pigs like to dance. And in the same way that pop music makes us move and groove while lullabies soothe us and send us to sleep, it's exactly the same with pigs. At least, that's the findings of a pig farmer in Belgium, who noticed when he played upbeat music to his pigs, they wagged their tails, danced around, and generally seemed happier. The same farmer reckoned lullabies calmed his herd down at the end of the day. The findings have sparked interest from a bunch of Belgian scientists who want to see now if the farmer is right, and specifically whether pigs who dance to music each day are happier. The farmer reckons, however, that his herd of pigs don't like rock music at all. Pigs aren't headbangers. You heard it here first. Now, before we jump into this quiz, a quick message from the Australian Olympic Committee, who are making a digital time capsule of kids who dream of being part of the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. You know what a time capsule is, right? It's something you create today to look back on in 10, 20, 50 or 100 years' time. And the Australian Olympic Committee wants you to record a video and submit it for inclusion in their digital time capsule. A video of you describing how you'd like to be a part of the 2032 Games. It could be as an athlete, a volunteer, a team doctor, a dancer in the opening ceremony, or even an engineer who helps to build the stadiums. There is a role for everyone to be part of Brisbane 2032. To be a part of the digital time capsule, you just need to upload your video to teamoz.olympics.com.au. And voila, you could be watching that video back in 10 years' time. And kids, don't forget to dream big. I've stuck a link to the time capsule in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which city in England will the Commonwealth Games take place? Yeah, that's right, it's Birmingham. Question number two. Which country owns the rocket that's expected to crash to Earth next week? Yeah, you got it, it's China. Question number three. In which European country has a farmer discovered that pigs like to dance? Yeah, that's right, it's Belgium.
Shout outs.
It's July 28, an historic day for Australian television as the last ever episode of the long-running soap opera Neighbours goes to air. It's all happening tonight on Channel 10. Expect to see the likes of Margot Robbie, Kylie Minogue and Delta Goodrum, all former Neighbours stars, making a special appearance tonight. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Ben from Ashmore, Tate from Blacktown and Caleb from Craigburn. And a belated birthday shout-out goes to Lucy, who's also from Craigburn. And today's classroom shout-outs go to Cannon Hill State School and the wonderful Mrs. Phelan, who is also celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Mrs. P. To Grade 5 and Miss Tully at St. Joseph's School in Chinchilla. Class 3-4 and Mrs. Culluffs at Craigburn Primary School. Room 8 with Mr. Johnston at Newton Primary School in Spearwood. Class 3-4 and Mrs. Kenny at St. Thomas More Primary School in Mount Eliza. And finally, a shout out to all the Grade 2 students at Redham House in Sydney. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.